Welcome back to the Press Box and another edition of our countdown to Kentucky Derby 151. We are getting there, and it's all so fast. My host, as always, the Hall of Famer, Dave Fuzzy Baker.
Janer, great being with you again, and today, as we continue our look at McLean's Derby 151 preview, we'll tell you that this preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Mobile Thoroughbred Society. Okay, so I'm not a very good counter, Mr. McLean. Where are we in this count?
Well, we're getting there, brother. We're getting close. Let's say this. We're getting halfway. So we're going to double down and get them all in before the big day on the first Saturday in May. Okay. Two a day now, leading up to the big man.
Okay, so who are we going to start with today?
We're going to start with Chunk of Gold. Chunk of Gold is a Kentucky bred, son of Preservationist, bred by Brereton C. Jones, now owned by Terry Stevens. You know Terry from down in the Jamestown area.
Yeah.
You know, he bought this horse, Buzzman, at the Fasic Tipton October sale, and that was in the year of 2023, for a mere $2,500.
How about that?
You know, and now he sits on the cusp of greatness. Four races to date. He's got one win and 3 seconds, but has got the points to get in, and certainly, you know, has some credentials that lead one to do some investigation of Chunk of Gold.
Okay, so as I look here, we not only have the rankings based on money, but we also have the McLean Derby rankings.
Yes, we do.
Chunk of Gold would fall where in those rankings?
Well,
at 19, as I see.
I am not a big, you know, as we say, I don't want to criticize any horse, and everybody's got a chance when you load them in that gate. He's not one that I'm going to prefer for the Derby 151, and for the reasons that I will speak to. You know, he's trained by a guy that trained Diamond Solitaire for us and the Osbournes and a bunch of guys up in Indiana. Ethan West is a young guy. Jareth Loveberry rides this horse. So, you know, they're people that are getting into the Derby that, you know, you kind of hope that more and more people like these are in the Derby. But that being said, the credentials are good, and he's got the points earned mainly by running second in the Louisiana Derby and second in the Risen Star Stakes. But, you know, and then he started his career at Turfway Park with a win and a second in the Leonatus Stakes. I know I'm mispronouncing that.
That's all right.
But, you know, if you look deeper, if you do a deeper dive, you know, Chunk of Gold did finish in front of Built and American Promise in the Risen Star, but he was beaten nearly 10 lengths by Magnitude and just kind of picked up the pieces. You know, it kind of fell apart. Built was pressing the pace. American Promise was a little closer to the pace he was stalking that day. But, you know, and then, you know, there was Render Judgment in there who came back. East Avenue, he beat East Avenue, ran second in the Toyota. So, you know, there's some horses in the Derby that Chunk of Gold beat in the Fasic Tipton. But he was beaten, the Fasic Tipton Risen Star, but he was beaten nearly 10 lengths. And he just kind of picked up the pieces at the end when the race kind of fell apart. In the Louisiana Derby, Buzzman, I'm pulling up my chart here. He got second to Tiztastic, and again was beaten over 2 1/4 lengths. Tiztastic ran a big race in that race, but he did beat Built in that race as well. You know, he beat some horses. Instant Replay, John Hancock, a horse of Brad Cox's, who was highly touted in that race. But again, just kind of picked up the pieces. He was 10-1 Chunk of Gold. And, you know, just kind of made his way around there and picked up the pieces. He never really, in either one of those races to me, Buzzy, was a serious threat to win it. You know, in the Leonatus Stakes, I'm pulling up that chart now. He was beaten 2.5 lengths by Baby Max, you know, who didn't come back and fire after that much. And, you know, if you look a deeper dive into the pedigree by preservationist Ivan Cairo Prince Mare, I just don't see a lot here, either pedigree-wise. And there were a lot of horses in here that I think just won't allow this horse to be much of a factor this year in the Kentucky Derby. That's just my I know he's got a couple of seconds and some very nice races, and he beat some horses that are going to show up in the Derby as well in both of those races. But he's not one for me for the Kentucky Derby.
Okay, I get that. I respect that. So then let's talk about Rodriguez.
Rodriguez. You know, here's a horse that I'm pulling up his information to me. Bear with me, my good friend. I was out in the yard and I cut my finger. So when you're trying to scroll, it does, or type with a big Band-Aid on your finger, it makes a difference. The computer doesn't really reply much to the big Band-Aid on the finger. So I'm now using my index finger and my ring finger and trying to get those to coordinate together. Rodriguez earned his way into the Derby really off the Wood Memorial, which he won at Aqueduct. And, you know, the Wood Memorial used to be a huge stepping stone to the Kentucky Derby. He was ridden by Mike Smith that day. He made the lead. He really carved out some easy – the fractions were okay, but they were easy fractions, meaning he wasn't really pressed at any really point in the race, Buzzy. And I'm always a believer, time is one thing, but it is how do you do it? And he was really kind of – I mean, when he made the top of the stretch, he was up by 4 lengths. And he just kind of went around there with nobody really challenging him or pressing him on the pace. Captain Cook was the big favorite up there, and Manny Franco was never able to get to Rodriguez throughout the composition of the race, and he really pretty much had it on his own. He's going to be – the reason I think he's compromised in the Derby, Buzz, is the fact that he's speed. And if you go down through there, for this year's Derby, there's just a ton of speed. And if it all materializes, then it's going to really, I think, play to the horses coming behind. You know, in the San Felipe, the race before, he raced third to Journalism, who's going to be the favorite come that day. He was beating this Rodriguez was beaten over 11 lengths in a field of 5. And so, you know, if you Barnes, they declared from the Derby, after running poorly in the Santa Anita Derby, he just kind of spit the bit. Journalism is going to be a big favorite, but when you get beat 11 lengths in a 5-horse field, it to me indicates a little bit of the class difference between Santa Anita in the San Felipe and the class of the Wood Memorial. Going to be a speedster. If you go to the press box and you lose it and look at my Derby rankings, I had Chunk of Gold 19th overbuilt, I had Rodriguez at 14th in my Derby rankings. But if you look at from top to bottom and look for speed, there's going to be plenty of speed in this race, maybe all of them don't go, but certainly some of them will. Citizens Bull will be out there. You know, East Avenue is definitely going to go. I mean, that's how he ran at Keeneland. We've talked about him already. Rodriguez, looks like to me he's got a one opportunity, and that's to go. And, you know, Built is the one that's going to press the lead. So there's going to be a lot of speed characters, I think, battling in that first turn, in the first quarter, and into the first half mile. We've seen a lot of horses make the lead at the half mile mark and then find themselves really struggling in the stretch of a mile and a quarter race. That is where the real running is going to come. And I think I've got some horses that can get it done in the stretch. I think this year's quality of the Derby may be one of the best we've seen in the last 10 to 20 years, Buzz.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think there's a chance that we could see a real battle develop, and we'll get to those. There's no surprise that Journalism, I think, will be the favorite. My horse, All Spring, and I'm not getting off of him, is Sovereignty. I think he's a really, really outstanding individual for Bill Mott, the Hall of Famer, in his own right. And, you know, he ran second in the Florida Derby to Tappan Street, but really didn't race. That race didn't really set up for him. He made a nice move to be second. Tappan Street, I think, is an improving horse for Brad Cox, also by the same sire as Sovereignty and being by Into Mischief. But, you know, in Tappan Street, I think we'll run a big race as well. But this is the top, I'm going to do again my strolling abilities. The top 10 horses in here, I think, are all solid horses that will do their best running from the half mile to the finish line, probably from the quarter pole to the finish line. Sovereignty, Journalism going to be the top two, but I think they got a chance to become something like Affirmed and Alidar, or something like Easy Goer and Sunday Silence, and potentially can match up in the future like Ferdinand and Ali Sheba. These two have, I think, really quality ability to not only carry it through the Derby, but the Triple Crown and then on into the future. And that's not to say that there aren't others in this field, and we're going to cover them, have a chance to be right there with them. I think those top 10 in this race are outstanding.
Love that. And of course, we will take a look at that coming up when we get back together with you tomorrow as we continue McLean's Countdown to Derby 151. It's brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BristNet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOV, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Okay, so who we got tomorrow there, Captain?
Yeah, we've covered now several of the ones that I think are going to have a tough time making a serious dent in this year. But we're going to go to Coal Battle. He had a perfect trip to run down the speed in the Arkansas Derby. Didn't get the job done that day, but Lonnie Briley, the veteran, is going to be bringing Coal Battle into the Derby. 8 starts, 5 wins out of that. And also Citizen Bull, the 2-year-old champ, another son of Into Mischief, trained by Bob Baffert, probably Bob's best chance in the Derby this year. He's got him. He's got Rodriguez. But, you know, Citizen Bull just went way too fast early on in the Santa Anita Derby to last and become a real serious threat to Journalism. But, you know, we're going to cover and get more in depth on Coal Battle and Citizen Bull tomorrow.
All right, my friend. We look forward to it. Love you.
Love you too, brother. Tell the lovely Donna hello for me.
And back at you with Miss Lee Ann. See ya.
Thank you, brother.
See ya.